what happened was that before the strike, Marchetti and Muhlenkamp and others, as part of their strategy, went around and talked to all of the labor leaders in the state, the regional director, the auto workers, the steel workers. In fact, there's a cute story about that. I don't know if you've heard that.
No.
Marchetti and Muhlenkamp went over and talked to Harvey Kitzman, the director, regional director of the auto workers, and told them about how badly they were being treated and how they wanted the support of the labor movement and so forth. And Kitzman said, all right, he'd look into this. He had a friend, a good personal friend over there on the faculty who he could, Kitzman could rely upon to give him the whole story. And he'd talk to him and then get back to the TAs to see what could be done. And Marchetti, knowing enough about my background, apparently asked Kitzman who he had in mind. And Kitzman said, well, a fellow by the name of Jim Stern, you may not know him. Marchetti said, well, he's one of the ones giving us trouble. So, in any case, Jim would talk to the steel workers, I assume to Bert McNamara, to Johnny Schmidt, to all of them, and at the same time get no place, because each of these men has had a long relationship with the university and with faculty here. They know Ed Young, they know me, they know others in industrial relations, and so that in effect the reaction of the labor leaders was to call us up and say, hey, what's going on over there? We've got a few of your radicals over here asking us for support.
That's the way they thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if the students could come up with a trade union issue, they could get the support of the labor movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one reason that they may have gotten some support and yet at the same time failed to get greater support. If they had been emphasizing health insurance and wages, things of this nature, although wages really wasn't even on the table as a bargaining issue, they probably could have gotten trade union support. But when they argued about control of the educational process, they were talking to union leaders who were the parents of college students who didn't particularly want these young TAs running classes, and told them so.
Yeah.
So that they did not get support from any of the locals around the state, except they did get some support from the Teamsters.